Welcome to Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And today we're recording from Tyler's car because what we just did was watch the Gators destroy the Baylor Bears. I know the alliteration. This is live, guys. Tyler's phone's going off. We're in the car. We're
heading to watch. I'm not looking at my phone.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Tyler's parents, he's not doing that. I'm vouching for him. Yeah, we just want to do an impromptu pod post-basketball game. Tyler, what'd you think about the game?
We thoroughly destroyed them.
We really did.
It was very impressive. We got a little better on defense today. Played smart. Sometimes the three didn't fall. Sometimes it really did fall. I sound like a basketball commentator.
Yeah.
Like I'm being very vague. It was a good game. There were some points that we didn't... The Gators got a lot of open looks and didn't deliver.
Right.
But that's encouraging because I was like, we were getting open looks. And they were running the offense right.
Right, exactly. Well, what we noticed throughout the entire game was we live and die by the three.
We've
said this before, but it's
every
really
time I
prevalent.
Watch this team, I'm just surprised.
I'm just surprised. And I was saying that if we come up against a team that has great defensive discipline and plays a great defensive zone, it's over. Like, unless Kayvon and Hudson and Igor and Cheese can hit the three, it's over. Like, our offense doesn't really move much, you know? It's a lot of ball movement, but not a lot of intricate set plays.
It's not a lot of player movement.
Right, there's no ball screens, there's no high pick and rolls. I don't know. A few notes to take away from this. Jalen Hudson deserves a dunk.
They still owe him a dunk.
Yeah, we owe him a dunk.
DeAndre Ballard also is owed a dunk.
Also is owed a dunk.
Fouled him.
Bad. A flagrant one. What else did we take from this game? Chris Chioza is the... okay, let me rephrase this real quick. Chris Chioza, to me...
You were rephrasing. You didn't even say anything.
I know. In my head, I had something in my head. I'm still post-game. You know, this is a lot sloppier than we usually do. In my head, I was thinking, Chris Chioza is my favorite Gator across my 4 years here of all sports. All sports. It would have been Will Grier if he would have stayed. If I'm being real.
You had to throw that in.
Of course I do. This is when you were saying during the game that this is Chioza's team, and it looked like Kayvon had taken a step back from earlier in the year. You want to say what did you say?
So last year Kayvon was such a prevalent scorer because he wasn't asked to be like a ball handler or like really man the offense because we had Casey Hill and Chris Chioza that did that. So it was a matter of Kayvon was just, I'm just gonna go out and make plays.
Right.
He wasn't, not as much was asked of him. This year, I feel like in the offseason, they asked him to step up and everything, which is why he's been a little bit more timid with his shots. I think he's trying to distribute the ball more.
Okay.
Which is great. Like, I'm glad that he's willing to do that, that he appears willing to do that. But they're kind of, I think, refinding his role in the offense. They're trying to get back to him just being like a, just being a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to refine that. And I just let Chioza run the offense and let Kayvon go get it.
Yeah.
Which, and now that we have Jalen Hudson and Igor Kulichov as well, we can still score a lot of points without having to, like...
Right. I feel the difference from last year was that now we have more depth at the shooting position in the backcourt.
Yes.
In the backcourt. Yeah, in the backcourt. Sorry, my brain's still a little wired from the game. Last year, we only had pretty much Canyon Berry, who was that kind of come-off-the-bench shooter. So it was really up to Kayvon to really take over the game in terms of points. But yeah, other than that, a good game. And another note that I had, this team's really inconsistent.
Like, so inconsistent.
We have moments where we look like a top-five team, like a one or two seed in the tournament. But then we also have moments where we look like we don't even belong in the tournament.
Yeah, that's very true. The last game we played against South Carolina, we did it all. Save for like a 5-minute stretch in the beginning of the second half, where we went on like a 13-0 run.
Mm-hmm.
Save for that stretch, we played awful in that game, and we came back and played really well in this game. Now Baylor's not that great; they're kind of in a down year. But it's still a Big 12 team.
It's a great basketball conference.
And we thoroughly destroyed them. And we got the walk-ons
walk-ons came on.
A minute or two.
Very nice. We were sitting right behind one of the walk-ons' parents. It was very nice.
Farber got an assist.
Yeah, he did. Good for him, man.
That's more reasons to love this team.
More reasons. Yeah, and probably the best part about it when the walk-ons came on was Jalen Hudson's reaction from the bench.
Oh, he was so
excited. He was yelling, he was talking, smiling, urging him to go after, get an assist, get a bucket. It was nice. It was a very, very good show of team spirit, of team chemistry.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed it. Another note, we put the banner on, up for the volleyball Final Four team from this year. Congratulations to the ladies again.
Also,
you want to say, yeah,
the Gators defeated the number one team in the country, the Oklahoma Sooners, at home the other night
in gymnastics.
In the closest thing to you can get in gymnastics to a buzzer beater.
Do tell, Tyler. Do tell.
So we were down .01, which is a kind of a significant amount in gymnastics. Doesn't sound like it, but and we had our last performance by one of our freshmen, Alyssa Bauman, and she was the very last performance of the whole evening, and they took a little while to calculate the scores, and they just had both the teams sitting there, and everybody's like, oh, we saw the scorecards, we're like, we might be able to pull this off. I didn't do any of the math because, like, it's very, very minute math, so I didn't, like, calculate anything in my head. Wait a couple minutes, and then they adjust the score without yelling, this is the final score. They just adjusted it. And then the entire arena just erupted. It was the second straight sellout for Gator Gymnastics, which also second in history to sell out for gymnastics. It was a wild atmosphere, and couldn't be more proud of the team.
Could not be more
proud.
Now, I want to end this short impromptu pod with what inspired me to turn on my phone recorder. Dan Mullen's halftime speech at the basketball game. I want to run through a cement wall and then run through a brick wall and then jump off of a cliff and then swim with sharks for Dan Mullen. I want to do everything. Love this man.
The shark comment is a bit triggering.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Because of the stuff we've had to do with
prior coaches. Yeah, exactly.
So you just need to hold up there.
I apologize on that.
I get the point.
Those of you with a Twitter account know what we're talking about. No, but seriously, Dan Mullen, this speech was inspirational. He was fire. He came out and they said, your football coach, Dan Mullen. Everyone cheered and clapped. And then when the applause was kind of dying down, he picked his arms up and said, let's make some noise. Let's go, without even saying a word. And everyone just erupted. And this man wants, oh my gosh. And the funniest part of it all was he was like, right now we currently have our teams working hard towards to return to the standard of excellence that we expect in the University of Florida. I mean, and if you've heard the rumors and seen on Twitter,
off-training.
I think Zachary Levi tweeted a few days ago. He said, 5 days into this conditioning program and I've gained 7 pounds. Do you know what it's like to gain 7 pounds of muscle in 5 days? Because I don't. I can't relate to that.
I don't know what that would be like.
I can't relate to that. I'm a stubby 5'10 at 175. I do not know what that means, my friend.
That's just a lot of there's a lot of muscles to gain.
It just inspired me and gave me hope towards the Florida football program, which, if we're being honest, is the bedrock of what our podcast was founded on. We just wanted to talk Gator football, and now we talk a whole lot of other sports, and we move on forward through that. Note to make, April 14th, Saturday, if you're in the area, if you're in Gainesville, come out to the spring game. It is free.
Dan Mullen wants you there.
He said he doesn't want an empty seat in the swamp, and I am here to say, come out and do it. Tyler and I are going to be there.
Yes.
We are going to have a live podcast immediately after the game. Where? We don't know. How? We don't know. But it's going to happen, and we're going to dissect and talk about the spring game.
Do you think they let us go, like, onto the field and, like, wait as everybody leaves?
And just, like, record on the field?
Do you think they let us do that? It's a spring game. It's a spring game. They wouldn't necessarily care, I don't think.
You know what? My boy Eddie, the cheerleader, Eddie Mendoza just passed by. We're sitting in traffic waiting to go to watch the Senior Bowl. Gonna watch our boys Baker and Rudolph. It's gonna be great. But yeah, so I guess that's it.
Sergio was really inspired to do
this. I really was. We were talking
stuff. I'm just trying to drive.
Listen, we were talking sports, basketball, and Dan Mullen's speech, and I was like, you know what? Let's just put this on the pod. Let's just do a quick little post-game reaction. But yeah, it's great. We got Alabama next week in terms of men's basketball, so keep an eye out for that.
Also going to be a tough game.
Yes, Alabama's playing great basketball. Yeah, they got a great guard. They got a great backcourt. They're coached by Avery Bradley.
Mm-hmm. They're playing Oklahoma right now.
Boomer.
I'm not. No.
Sooner. I'll do it myself.
My favorite.
First of all, Trey Young. Let's acknowledge that Trey Young is the best player in college basketball.
I mean, You really gonna do Chris Chiesa like that?
Yes, I am. Okay, wow. Chris Hughes is the best player in the SEC.
All right, that I completely agree with.
I'll
get on board with that.
Trae Young, he's averaging 29.
I've seen him.
He is an 18-year-old averaging 29 points a game.
I saw the Oklahoma State game that they lost, but he put up like 38, 48 points or something. I don't remember the exact.
He had like a 25, 12, and 12 game. You know what it's like to be 18 years old in one of the toughest conferences in college basketball? Nope. Nah, man, come on. You know what's happening? There, Oklahoma is using Trae Young the way that LSU should have used Ben Simmons.
At all?
Yeah, exactly. Well, they run the offense through him. They should have run the offense through Ben Simmons at LSU. But they threw Ben Simmons.
But it's LSU. Did you expect LSU to know what to do with their basketball players?
No, or their football players. Or their wide receivers, for that matter.
Yeah.
That's a whole other topic.
Which, by the way, last thing for me, because you keep bringing up Oklahoma, I gotta tell everybody a story of what happened the other night. I come from the gymnastics meet. We're all at a party. And I come up and I'm like, we just beat the number one team in the country, Oklahoma Sooners.
Don't do this
to
me.
And then Serge is like, oh, can I get a mini boomer? I'm like, no!
First of all, I said mini boomer.
We just beat them.
No, but I love my brother. It's got a special place in my heart.
Yes,
but
we just beat them.
I know.
There is no Boomer Sooner.
I wanted a little Boomer Sooner and an enormous Go Gators.
No, the Go Gators comes first.
And okay, fine. Like, an enormous Go Gators and then a little Boomer Sooner.
I'm done with you at this.
Tyler, you're not done with me. We're going to record on Monday. Like,
all right, fine.
Come on. We're going to watch the Senior Bowl. We're going to enjoy Baker Mayfield throw all over people. We're going to see if this Josh Allen hype is really true. I read a great article on The Ringer talking about how scouts are loving Josh Allen, but if you really just not only look at his numbers, but look at his game film, he routinely makes throws that aren't done well. But I was having a conversation with my friend Mo, who's watched a couple Wyoming games this past year, and he says, I would take Josh Allen because I believe the upside and the good things that he showed are better than the bad things.
I watched some of his 2016 games, which is a much better year for him.
Right.
And it was a overtime game that they lost, 69-66 to UNLV.
Okay.
He had some impressive throws. Like, I can see the appeal. It's just you really gotta like meet him and like probably evaluate him and like,
yeah.
I gotta watch more game film of like recently.
I think he's got great upside.
Well, like he's playing under a great coach at Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Bull won national champions with the North Dakota State.
Yes, he was Carson Wentz's coach.
So I wanna like, let's just, I mean, this happens a lot.
Good
coaches mask players' deficiencies.
Correct. I'm just trying to taper expectations. I'm just trying to taper expectations and really have an opinion for myself. You know, I haven't been able to sit down and watch Josh Allen. I have an opinion on Baker. I have an opinion on Lamar Jackson. I have an opinion on Rosen, and I have an opinion on Darnold. I really don't have one for Josh Allen, and I want to see him. I think
it needs a little bit more work, but my opinion is really just that. There is appeal. Don't act like people are like, there's nothing there. Because he's got insane measurables.
Yes,
he can
sling
that ball.
And he is.
But you gotta, I say this all the time because I truly believe it. But with him, it's more important than most players I talk about. It's so much about fit with him.
Yes. You gotta find the right match.
I don't think you can take him and ask him to start day one. I don't think he's ready.
Most
players aren't.
And what a lot of people are really buying into is the fact that he's the exact same size as Wentz. And we all know how much of an advantage it is for Wentz to be, say, what is he, 6'4", 240, something, I don't know, he's huge.
The NFL size is a real, I'm like,
it's a real thing. It's a real thing.
There's exceptions to every rule. But
right,
like,
and like the big worry with Baker is that he's a little too small, and if you're going to be that size in the NFL, you have to be Russell Wilson or better. Like, if you're any worse, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Short quarterbacks don't work in the league. Russell Wilson is the exception. He's not the rule.
Drew Brees as well.
But Drew Brees is like 6'1".
I thought he was like...
No, he's 5, like 6'1". 11. Russell Wilson is 5... Russell Wilson is my height, dude.
I know. I do know that.
That's crazy. Could you imagine me playing NFL football? No.
It'd be very funny to watch.
It would be very painful to me. I would not like to watch that.
But I would think... I mean, it would be funny, but I would think it would be hilarious.
I understand, but that's because you're my friend, and friends like this... I don't know. You're just... You want to see me... You want to see me suffer is the thing.
No, it's not. Okay.
Physically, in the game, you know.
Not like pain-wise, but like... I would laugh if you got sacked, and I'd be like, if that happens again, I'm going to laugh even harder.
You know what? But that's a measure of true friendship. Because if you got sacked, I'd be like, oh, my God, Tyler. And they'd be like, hey, can you not have my boy killed? And then if you get sacked again, I'd be like, oh, Tyler,
Yeah, don't sit here and act like you would not laugh if I got sacked.
I'd invite you over for dinner and just serve you dirt. Just serve you dirt. Be like, I know you've tasted this before, so here you go. All right, we're pulling into where we're going to watch the game now. So this has been an impromptu episode of Sideline Judgment. I don't think it's going to be an official episode, but we'll definitely put it out. We'll definitely try to do
bonus content.
Bonus coverage. Free football. Free basketball. Overtime.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Words.
I don't know. Excitement. Gators won. All right, my friends. This has been another episode of Sideline Judgment. My name is Sergio.
My name is Tyler.
And we're not biased, but go Gators. And go Duke Dawson in the Senior Bowl.
Yes, and Johnny Townsend.
And Johnny Townsend. Yes, the greatest punter in the country, all levels. Still believe that. All right, guys. Have a good day. See you. Bye.